Some classic local sounds. That's Strychnine with Receiving End. Hoping to get Randy from Strychnine, Us or Them, Outcrowd, Spooky Family, many different names in the next little while here, and getting to talk a bit about some of the tunes. And I think he's got some classic old stuff that he's got remastered for us. So looking forward to that as soon as we can get in touch and get him on the show. And I guess with that, we are pretty much out of time for another edition of the Monday Night Generator. Thanks a lot for coming along. As always, if you've got anything you'd like to say or anything you'd like to share, anything you'd like to be played, or if you want to just talk about the old times and if you got anything to contribute to, like I've been talking about the last few shows, all the guys who are collecting material to archive the old punk rock days in Thunder Bay, give me a shout. Email is themondaynightgenerator@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. So until next week, we're going to wrap it up with a bit of a Brace of Wheels and some antipasty. And we'll see you back in 1 week for another Monday Night Generator on CILU 102.7 FM. Thanks for coming along. Have a good night.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. You just heard Anaphylaxis by Pup, and that's a new one from them. I think it came out, early April sometime. I don't know the exact date, but that's close enough. It's a new one, 2020. Bit of a different show again this week, as we're still trying to figure out how to do all these recordings from home. 2 weeks ago, Connor and I thought maybe we could call each other and record it. He had all the software, I didn't at the time, and it didn't turn out as well as we wanted it to. And then I've been out of Thunder Bay for the past 2 weeks, you know, following that government mandated quarantine of 2 weeks, but haven't been out of province, just been at the in-laws here in Kenora for 2 weeks. So wasn't able to record last week. So Connor did the show by himself. And then this week I'm going to be doing one by myself. And then next week I'll be back in Thunder Bay and I'll have the program, he'll have the program, and we're pretty sure we can get this down packed so that we can still do it together, the two of us. But yeah, we'll see what happens there. I got a pretty good show for you guys coming up tonight. Whole bunch of new music, a whole bunch of stuff that I can kind of classify as popular music, top 40, but it's not quite hits yet because it's not 6 months old, so that's a bit of a loophole there for us. Yeah, it's a good show. We're starting off with some classics, though, with some Dayglow and Surf Curse and Peach Pit. This is the Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
I could lock in my eyes with you. I can't fight, it's splitting my mind in two.
Just heard 17 by Peachbit off their 2018 album Sweet FA. This is normally where Connor would come in and tell me what the correct answer is, but it's like I'm living without the internet because Connor's music knowledge is just something else. But you guys got me tonight, so it's full of half-truths or something like that, but good music, hopefully. Stick around. Before that, we had some Surf Curse with Disco, and we entered into this block with Dayglow with the song Run the World. And if you don't know the name Dayglow, it might be because the lead singer also goes by the name Sloan Strubble. That's a band out of Texas, and I think they've been around for about 2 years now, but definitely an up-and-coming indie artist, so check them out if you get the chance. Coming up next, we've got some Current Joy, and that's going to be followed by Beach Fossils. And then we're bringing it in with the new one by The Strokes, and that's off their album The New Normal. We're going to play Not the Same Anymore. And if I'm honest, this isn't my favorite Strokes album that they've put out, but always love to hear new music coming from them, and especially during this time when all we got is time to sit and listen. But we'll let the music do the talking, as we say far too often on this show. This is The Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
I said, strangers they implore. It gets so easy to ignore, just like the girl next door. Sorry.
CILU is sponsored in part by the Students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
And welcome back, everyone. If you are just tuning in, this is your weekly edition of the Nightcap on CILU 102.7. Before the sponsor break, you heard The Strokes with Not the Same Anymore off their newly released album, The New Abnormal, which I think is a pretty choice title for an album released during a global pandemic. Before that, we had Beach Fossils with Down the Line, and we entered into that block with some Current Joys with their 2016 song, Kids. And before today, I did not realize Kids was that old. I was definitely behind the curve on finding Current Joys' band. And speaking of curve, never mind, I'm going to stop there. I was going to try and use that as a segue into talking COVID and that kind of curve, but I'm going to let that one fall flat before it goes any further. Listen, there's nobody here to laugh at my jokes. All right, I don't know if that was a pun or what. I tried to do something there. But anyways, I'm in Kenora currently. I've been here for just about 2 weeks, and like the positive citizen I am, I've been self-isolating to make sure I'm not bringing any of those bad germs with me. It is different. At least in Thunder Bay, I could go to the store or take a walk around that neighborhood. Here, we are housebound and on a pretty short tether. I feel because of that I've been extra productive, I guess. It's been one project after another, and honestly, the time's been flying. I've had a good amount of time to listen to some new tunes, brush up on literally albums and albums that Connor's been telling me to check out. For those of you who have been followers of the show, you'll know that Connor and I just graduated in engineering at LU, and well, I feel like while I'm unable to work right now, at least I've been able to put a little bit of that school into some good use. Been working on fixing up a shed, the dock, taking a look at some retaining walls. It's been a good time. But anyways, got some more tunes coming up for you. It's the 10-year anniversary of the Nationals' High Violet, which was the first album I actually heard by them, and probably still my favorite, one of those formative albums for me. So we've got some National coming up, and then we've got the new one from Oasis. And yep, you heard me correctly, the new one from Oasis, because they released a demo, which was obviously recorded quite a while ago, but like, wow. The new one from Oasis. We'll let you be the judge of that one. This is the Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Never married, but Ohio don't remember. Bye, my friend, I'm leaving. I'm gone.
And you just heard Don't Stop by the English super rock band Oasis. And that song was guilt-free for me because being, and I air quote here, brand new, it doesn't eat into our tally of hits that we play on the station. I say new with a grain of salt as it was definitely recorded 10 to 15 years ago and only released as a demo right now. I was reading that Noel Gallagher found it as the apparently only surviving copy on a CD while cleaning out a garage during COVID. Which brings the question, do the rich and famous really have cluttered garages like the rest of us? And don't they have people who clean those for them? Who thought it was a good idea to let me on the air with O'Connor here to balance this out? Before that, we had The National. That was High Violet, and that was Blood Buzz Ohio. But back to this Oasis. So in response to this release, younger brother and notorious hothead Liam Gallagher had this to say. I had to write this down just so I could say it again. He wrote on, I think it was Twitter, "Oi, Tofu Boy, if you're gonna release old demos, make sure I'm singing on it and Bonehead's playing the guitar on it. If not, it's not worth the, I'm just gonna say blank, as you were, Liam Gallagher." Look it up for a much better description where I'm not taking words out, but that made me laugh a whole bunch. Those two are notorious and have been fighting forever, and there aren't too many signs that Oasis will ever actually reunite, but it's still pretty cool. We got some new content, or a new old content. Connor might call this a coronavirus miracle. Up next, we got some Canadian tunes, and honestly, this is a little shout out to Connor too. I guess I'm just missing the fact that we can't be in the booth at the same time. When we first moved in together a couple of years back, he set up this playlist, called it Sun in an Empty Room, and that's a Week of the End's title. And I just recently found out that I got accepted for a master's program at Lakehead, and that's the reason why I'm sticking around Thunder Bay. But I was thinking of playing some John K. Sampson with when I write my master's thesis. But then I thought, well, I'll throw out some Weaker Thans there. So coming up next, we got Sun in an Empty Room by the Weaker Thans. This is The Nightcap on CILU 102.7. We'll be right back.
sun in an empty room. Sun in an empty room. Sun in an empty room.
Talk about it.